First speaker, Al H.
Hi, family. I'm an addict named Al. Yeah. How many people have any idea what recovery.com is? Well, we got a couple in here. December 8, 1989, I made a decision not to get high. And I've been able to maintain that decision on a day-to-day basis ever since. And what recovery.com is, they asked me to do this because they know that I've been involved in online chat in recovery for about the past 3 years. And when I was out there using, and when I first got here, I didn't know a thing about a computer. One thing that is amazing is that I'm clean today. Another thing that's amazing is that I actually have a computer and I know how to work it, and I'm actually getting online and I'm actually doing some things with it. See, these weren't skills that I had coming up. I knew how to use. And at the last few weeks of my using was spent living in a warehouse with shit and piss running down my legs and just wishing that I was going to die. But somebody saw something in me. And I have to say, at that time, it was a very nice judge that offered me a choice. At the time, I didn't see what the choice was, but the choice was treatment or back to jail. And I chose treatment, and something happened in there. And it's been happening every day since. And it's allowed me to come on this journey in recovery in Narcotics Anonymous. In fact, tonight I have a few people sitting in this room that I met online and didn't have a face to put to them until they came to this convention this weekend. You know, the wonderful thing about recovery is it can cross all boundaries. In the beginning, it was crossing race and creed and religion. And see, now today we can cross all lines of country. I have people that I chat with online, that young lady in New Zealand that I chat with, a gentleman in India that... This online chat room is basically his main connection to Narcotics Anonymous. Because in India, Narcotics Anonymous is very small. People asked how you can tell what's going on with people. And the thing is that it's amazing that the bond and the relationship and the trust that I can build up with another person that I haven't even met face to face. We've had some people in the room that I've been in over the past few years die. And it's just like if somebody that I knew that came to my home group every week died. You know, we had mourning and we talked and we shared and we grieved. Just like I do if somebody within my immediate support group or somebody that knows personally died. And see, what I learned how to do this first by beginning with people, with a sponsor, with a home group, with a support group. And then what happened was over the years, a few years ago, I changed jobs and I went to a job that I worked night. And it left a little void in my meetings. And I'm on the computer and I'm playing around one morning and I'm going through all these chat rooms and I stumbled into this one says NA chat and fellowship. And I sat there and I looked and I watched what was being typed. And nobody said anything to me. And I left. Next day I come back in and I sat and I looked and you know what? Nobody said anything to me. They're all chatting back and forth, typing to one another, giving each other hugs. And I left. And the next day I come in and it shows your name pop in and you know, nobody said anything. So finally, I just typed in hi. And finally, somebody says hi. And what I found out was just like in a real meeting, if I want you to know who I am, I have to come up and introduce myself to you. You know, I just can't sit back in the back of the room and expect you to know who I am. I can't just sit back in the back of the room and not say anything and expect you to know how I'm feeling and what I'm doing. So what I see this as today is the next step in where Narcotics Anonymous is going. You know, the internet has been around, it's been proven. There's a lot of stuff going on with it, and I think Narcotics Anonymous is evolving. It's growing, it's expanding, it's taking in new territory, and I think this is where we're going, you know? Not that it's going to replace a face-to-face meeting. I still believe truly in my heart nothing replaces face-to-face, sitting down with another addict and sharing what's going on with my heart. But what it does is some of these people that I talk to are not as fortunate as where I am. Where I live, it's possible for me to get to a meeting every day. It's within distance. Some people, they have a meeting once a week, an hour away. Once a week, an hour away to get to a meeting. And I'm not even talking about outside this country. I'm talking about in some of the states around here. And this is their connection. And once again, I get awed because I'm just a little teeny part of something so much bigger. Something so much bigger than me. And what did I do to deserve this? What did I do? What I did was I showed up in the beginning. You know, I have a home group that I attend every week. I've been a member of for the last 12 years. That I've opened the doors up for the last 12 years. That I make coffee for the last 12 years. You know, I'm committed to do whatever it takes to stay clean. I'm committed to carry the message wherever it needs to be carried. I have one young lady that I started talking to in the chat room a little over a year ago. Young lady in Ireland who'd suffered a stroke and her typing was a little dysfunctional. She had problems. And a lot of the people made fun of her. You know, they called her stupid. They called her retarded because they thought she couldn't type. And what I did was I took the time and sat there and talked with her and figured out how her typing was. until I began to understand what she was typing, because her words were mixed up. Her sentences were run together. And in the course of the year, she suffered a few more strokes and a few more strokes. And she's in a rehab. And part of her treatment in the rehab was to get her into the Narcotics Anonymous chat room. Part of her treatment was for her to type in the chat with the rest of us in the room. They use this for her because they saw that when she came in there, she brightened up. She was happier. She had a connection to the people in Narcotics Anonymous. And right now, at this point, she suffered a brain hemorrhage, and she had blood on the brain, and she spent time in the hospital. And, you know, she's had prayers from people all over the world to come into this room. And right at this point, she's in a nursing home, and she's not too functional. And yet, at this time, her sponsor takes a computer into her room, hooks it up to a phone line, and brings her into this room, whether she understands what we're doing or not. We get on there, we hook up on voice, and we talk to her. And her sponsor said she knows when we're talking to her, because she smiles or she nods or she points at the pictures that she associates with different ones of us. And did I ever think that I could affect the life of somebody that lived on the other side of the big pond? You know, this little junkie that crawled in here, that didn't even know how to turn a computer on, didn't know how to help another addict stay clean, didn't know how to stay clean myself. And when I got here, all they told me to do was a few simple things, and those simple things continue to be the same simple things I need to do today. You know, see, I go to meetings, I pray on a regular basis. I have a higher power of my understanding. Now sometimes my meetings encompass a true worldwide fellowship due to the fact of the internet. You know, you can go on there, most online companies have their chat rooms, and most of them have some type of NA fellowship or recovery-based rooms. There's some rooms on there. There's a group on there that's a home group on the internet. It's an actual home group that you sign up on. They have regularly scheduled meetings to follow a format. And it's just, it's amazing. It's amazing. That anybody could get on there. I'm amazed that I'm able to speak with people that in any normal course of my lifetime that I wouldn't be able to meet. Because it's not like I can hop on a plane and fly to New Zealand or Australia or Ireland to talk to somebody. To be able to sit and share or listen to another human being that has nobody else to talk to other than to us that are sitting there looking at a screen, watching the words come up on the computer, and in turn sharing their experience and their strengths and their hopes with that person. And then sometimes it's really the true anonymity, because sometimes we don't know whether we're talking to a male or a female. Don't know what race we're talking to. We don't know what religion we're talking to. We're just talking to a screen name. And that's true anonymity, because, you know, it's just one addict sharing from the heart to another addict. And I'm truly, truly, truly grateful today that that judge offered me that choice, that I ended up here, that I ended up here tonight. I'm grateful that I've met some of the people on this convention committee. In fact, a couple of the ones I met on the convention committee, the first place I met them was online, and ended up meeting them face to face here. But they asked me to come in here and to share just a little bit about where I've been, what I'm doing, and what I believe is something in the not too distant future direction of Narcotics Anonymous. Because they've already started talking about publishing stuff on the websites and the trademarks and the logos, and just to be a little teeny part of it, just to be that little the grain of sand on the beach. From somebody that thought 15 years ago they were going to be dead. From somebody that thought that 50 years old was out of reach for them. And I'll be 51 in June. And it truly amazes me. Or as my sponsor and I say to each other, if we'd known we were going to grow this old, we'd have taken a little bit better care of ourselves when we were younger. So we had no plans on this. I didn't. But what I would do, if nobody has said this today, nobody's told you they love you today, I love you. I'd like to thank you all for coming in here. Like, thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for sharing. Our next speaker is Chris Kay.
Hi, I'm an addict. My name's Chris. Narcotics Anonymous saved my life, and I've stayed clean since December 28th, 1983. I got a call when I was driving down here if I would speak on the recovery.com workshop. And I said, what? But I really couldn't think of what this topic is, but... I think I got a computer in, maybe 1986 or something like that. But my friends think they've created a monster. But anyway, I have this website, and... on a daily basis, I communicate with addicts and with family members of addicts and with people all over the world, and it's an amazing thing. And I was a part of this email group, and I remember on the year anniversary of the email group, we tried to register it with Narcotics Anonymous, and they wouldn't touch it. You know, I think this recovery thing is great because people can't control it. And like NA ought never be organized. I know there were some websites where you could download all the NA literature because of the, I guess it's the National Archives or whatever, you just go right to that site. And I do know some people who had to take down their websites because of copyright or trademark violations. And so far, I've only gotten a couple of complaints on my site, and nothing too serious. It's mainly been good things. I personally like to publish a lot of personal stories on my website, you know, and I think it helps people understand what the real thing about recovery is about. It's real anonymous, someone's story. And it's actually helped other people. I know I'm not a chatter, or otherwise I'd be in the chat groups, but I'm not really a chatter. But I know that if I go out of town, the first thing I'll do is find that area's meeting list. And people are always asking me, you know, where's a meeting in the Bahamas? Where's a meeting in India? Where's a meeting in this place, that place? And I always say, well, just there are these email groups, and just send an email out saying that you want to go to a meeting in that particular country, that particular town, and somebody on that email list will get back to you in a day or two. These lists go out every couple of days. And so far that works pretty well because there's quite a network out there. So-and-so will know so-and-so who will know so-and-so. And they'll send you an email back. I know there was a European conference meeting, and somebody sent me the email about it, and I sent it on my all-mail list, and my friend in Germany didn't even know about the European service conference, and he said, thanks for sharing that, I'm going. There's, Greece, the country Greece, you know, it's taken a long time for Narcotics Anonymous to get rolling over there. And now they've got like 30 or 40 meetings, which is amazing, and they have a great website. And because I have some kind of connection with that country and my artwork and stuff like that, I get a lot of family members of addicts contacting me. And now I can just give them the website of Greece, Narcotics Anonymous, and they have a meeting every day of the week. They have a phone line, and in that country, it's amazing because now people can get help. You know, where it's, you know, the stigma of addiction is so strong that people don't even ask for help. I also I did this project on methadone, and I put up all these members' experience with methadone and getting clean 100%. And so I have these you know, personal stories, and so occasionally I'll get an addict who's on methadone. They want to get clean. They want to know how to get clean. And this one person emailed me, and so I sent an email to about 20 people I know who are clean in NA who had experience with that problem, and told them to email this person back. And anyway, this person kept emailing me back like, you know, it's been a week, or I can't sleep, or this or that. I don't have any information where they are, what their name is, whether they're male or female or whatever. I'm like, you gotta go to NA. You don't take anything. It's okay. And I know a couple of my other friends sent this person emails. And, you know, every 3 or 4 days I get an email back from this person. And this person eventually detoxed themselves all by themselves. They didn't go to any NA meetings. And finally I found out where they were from. And I sent the person about 5 emails to Las Vegas, NA members in Las Vegas, hoping that this person will eventually contact one of these people locally to get some help. And that's how NA works. If I ever have somebody emailing me and they have a problem, I know I can't help them. I know NA can help them. So I try to get as many people together to help this person. And I need a lot of help. So as I said, whenever I go anywhere, I plan ahead, meaning I look up the website, I email people, I make sure that I got a meeting to go to right when I get to wherever I'm going. And as I said, a computer, this recovery.com thing is a tool of my daily recovery. I mean, I'm in communication with people on a daily basis, and I go to regular meetings on a regular basis too. But as I said, it's a tool for me. There's all kinds of literature being worked on. There's all kinds of ways to meet people and notify people about service things. Every group in every area is autonomous. And a friend of mine in Los Angeles, they have a Sunday night Narcotics Anonymous speakers meeting. And they record that meeting every Sunday from 7 to 8 or whenever it is, and they put it online. So anybody with a computer can click the button and the real audio thing comes up, and it's just an MP3 file. And it's 1 hour of that meeting. It's just like the speaker we heard tonight. They have, it's California style where it's entertaining and it's the person's story or whatever. And there's already about 30 stories, 30 different people who have shared at that meeting. And sure, it's controversial. Sure, the area doesn't like it. Sure, people in the group freaked out. But a few members were dedicated enough to actually record it and put it on the web, and it's accessible. And I remember, I think I was up in the Catskill Mountains or somewhere where I was out of my local area or something, and I got to listen to about 3 people share, and it got me going. I mean, it was just like having a meeting where I focused on my recovery, just listening to a person's story. That's the great thing about recovery.com is nobody can control it. And the true anonymous spirit of recovery shines through. You can help people anonymously. Our gratitude speaks loud. The real truth of recovery speaks loud. When I got to Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't want to hear about total abstinence. I really didn't want to hear that there were other addicts who were clean. I didn't want to know that fact because I still wanted to use something. And I can remember doing a little research. This is in 1982, And I didn't know about Narcotics Anonymous, but I never found NA until I guess I had to. But there are people who are suffering who won't get to NA the normal way. And however we get here is great. I do know that if you did a search for Narcotics Anonymous on Google or something, all these Scientology sites and drug sites, Vicodin and, antidepressants or whatever, Viagra, all this stuff would come up. And a couple of these computer savvy people, they called up the World Service Office, and within half an hour, Google had those sites down. You know, the paid sites on the right side. And I was so surprised that Narcotics Anonymous World Service was able to act so quick and to get Google to take off this misleading advertisement when you do a search for Narcotics Anonymous. It's pretty amazing. And that Google acted so quickly, too. I know that because of the internet, people have contacted me that I haven't known in years, or there's people who are trying to find other people, and they found me instead and came and got clean again, and it's just amazing. As I said, I get stuff on a daily basis from not having the fear of being involved with computers and basically breaking my anonymity. You know, the stigma of being an addict is so powerful that I have no shame about who I was or where I came from and who I am today. People at my job, they come up to me and say, "Wow, I found your website. I never knew. It's a miracle." They say it's a miracle, you know, that I'm alive, that I'm dedicated to helping people, that you know, my website is all about everything that I do. Narcotics Anonymous is just a small thing, but you know, as I said, there's it's wide open. You can have email groups coming into your box every day. There's whole platforms, websites, like my very first sponsor. He started this site called Acceptance, where you can get an email account, you can chat with other people, you can post photos, you can put up your story, you can discuss literature, and it's unfortunate that more people don't take advantage of that kind of site, you know, because it's just pure recovery and pure support. What else can I say? All I can say is Narcotics Anonymous saved my life, and with the help of the computer, I'm able to travel, to communicate, to go anywhere in the world and still be in touch with people. My sponsor, I have to page him. You know, sometimes he's got an email account, sometimes he doesn't. You know, there's this one group that'll send you some hugs on your NA birthday, you know. You forget that you belong to this group, and you suddenly get all these hugs and congratulations from people that you've never met. You know, I'm constantly giving people sites to go to and stuff to do. And the best thing is I know I can't help addicts by myself. You know, especially brand new, coming in, addicts who are afraid to go to meetings, yet they want help. And there are people out there with many, many years clean who are willing to put in writing their experience, strength, and hope that comes out so genuine and so loving and caring, so empathetic, that they know they got friends, unconditional friends, people they've never met, and here somebody is available. I guess that's all I'm going to share, and we open it up. Will we have extra time?
Thank you for sharing. Before we open the meeting up to those who would like to share, please remember to come up to the podium one at a time. Also, keep in mind, there may be other addicts who want to share. Would anyone like to come up and share?
We still got a half an hour, so there's lots of sharing time.
No, we've got this.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and I'm an addict.
Hi,
Debbie. Hi. I'm very grateful to NA for teaching me how to use the traditions and how to do service work. And I've had a couple of occasions in the last couple of years where if I didn't have access to a computer, it would have made it really hard for me to do service work. This isn't the only fellowship I do service work in. I'll put that out there, but I am going to, you know, stick to NA because that's where I'm at. And what I have found, though, in terms of communicating and being able to do things with public information and that kind of reaching out, is that I can get a lot of information online that I can't get otherwise. Information about the traditions. There's a lot of information online about Narcotics Anonymous. And when I was doing some step writing and I was trying to help get together a public information committee and outreach to prisons, I went online to look at what it was that Narcotics Anonymous does so well. And because it's put there, I was able to use the experience, strength, and hope from this fellowship to be able to do that. Some of the other things, you know, that I've been able to do is communicate with other people who are a great distance away about things that I've written that I'm doing for service work, basically. So I'm very grateful, and I just wanted to say that. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy. I'm an addict.
Hi, Jeremy.
I'd like to thank everybody for being here. It's a, you know, God given to me, Narcotics Anonymous. God also gave me greasy wrenches, so maybe I could call them that. Tools, so to speak, that you know, he put on this earth for recovering addicts to use. And recovery.com is one of those greasy wrenches, you know. And some are greasier than others. You can't grasp them right away, but if you keep at it, they help you, you know. There's a lot of tools. And biggest part of that is people. People share, and you get a lot from it. This convention is wonderful. This is my first. Along with a lot of other people that I've talked to, is their first too. So I know it's growing every year. You know, it's bigger than I could have imagined. Yeah. But I'm one of those guys that get online. Yeah. I got withdrawal now. My fingers are twitching, you know, because weekends are big for me to get online in the morning. And I have friends on there, a lot of friends, that I think about all day long because I miss them. Don't know their faces, but I know their heart and souls with me wherever I go. I'm here with a couple tonight that allowed me to be here, and I just want to thank Al. Yeah, you're a greasy wrench. God gave me a tool. Well, I shouldn't put it that way. I should put it like you're a godsend and something that I need that he thought I should have for my recovery, and I appreciate it. So thank you, and I love you. One of the things about recovery.com to me is when I need help, I can't, nobody's there when I call my sponsor. He works long hours just like I do, but late in the evening, especially when I get paid, when I got money in my pocket burning a hole, and I know those are the days that I used to go out and use, and that's hard. Nobody's there for me. Meetings don't start certain times, you know, and I can get online. And I got friends there that can occupy my time, share, and I always get what I need. Just like a face-to-face meeting, I hear what I need to help me through the day. And it's a true blessing that someone across the water can help me here. And it's just a wonderful thing, and it's almost like gambling, you know. Once you do it and you hit a couple numbers, you keep going back because you want that lottery, you know. Well, that's why I get online, because it's another addiction, it's another thing to fill my void. It puts people in your life that you need, and I just love it. That's all I got to share. Thanks for letting me. Thank you. Come
on. I'm Steve. I'm an addict.
Hey, Steve.
And I feel pretty silly up here right now, but I can barely type. So I've never really been. I mean, I can type, but I'm not fast enough for the chat room. But I have had some experience. You know, I get a lot of emails from friends in the program and whatnot. But one of the coolest things I've found out is, like, my house is like in a museum. My wife loves to collect the memorabilia and all that, and we got like posters from all over the world and all. So I'm like on eBay, you know, looking at all that. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on there, you know, NA, anything you want at NA. I mean, they got it. You can buy the Red Book, you know, the first edition. You can get all that stuff, and what's really cool is my experience is, like, going to the World Convention last year. I was supposed to hook up with a guy that I bought some Live from London posters from, and, you know, and I was getting emails from him all the way down, and he's down in Baja, Mexico, and whatnot, and also in service. You know, every day I'm looking forward to getting letters from, you know, regional committees of area service, just different committees I've been involved with, and it's so hard sometimes to track everybody down, and it, you know, it really, as far as I'm concerned, it's helped, you know, what the fifth tradition is, you know, as far as helping the still suffering addict just by being able to communicate, you know. It's not, you know, you can send out a group letter and, you know, you hit 10 people one shot and you know they're going to get it because you know they're, you know, they're involved and they're dedicated. And a lot of times, like, my wife doesn't like the computer because she's like, you know, we get into it over that and whatnot, but I'm hooked on it. And like, I go through withdrawals, like, with the eBay because I like to, like, buy and sell guitars and stuff. And it's like gambling for me, and I keep losing, you know. I keep getting better material, better stuff, but I lose money and stuff. And, like, I'll downsize into the NA gear and whatnot, and like, but anyway, I just wanted to share that because it keeps me at home at night when I, you know, when I'm not at the meeting and I can get home and stuff, you know, it keeps me out of trouble and it's helped me out a lot. Thanks.
I'm an addict named Peggy. My favorite website is na.org, the world website, and that just amazes me of how many facets there are and how much work and dedication they put into that. And I work on a computer all day long at work, so, like, it's the last thing I want to do when I get home. I can really relate to the eBay thing. I mean, when you have the UPS man knocking on your door every day, then you know you got a problem. You know, I said, no, no more. I don't even go in there anymore. I will not allow myself to go in there. Probably 6 months ago, I went in there. And, you know, I just said, no, get out. So I did. But I actually saw a set of key tags on sale in there. I'm like, oh, my God. They went to the meeting, got them free, and now they put them on eBay. Unbelievable. They do have a lot of memorabilia. I bought a lot of things off of there and some really neat things. I bought a red book that hasn't even been opened, and I just treasure that. And I talked to the guy for a long time. He's from California. There's a chat room that I belong to since 1991, and, you know, the same people have been in there. And the thing about it is I don't use that to replace any meetings. But there are people who are disabled that can't make it to meetings. And there are some I know in there that go to meetings on the internet only because they can't physically go to meetings, you know, in their area or whatever. So, you know, and I'm very glad for them that we have that asset, because how would they, you know, get the message? And they're, like, at the Atlanta convention, they sent me this really nice flyer, like they were having a meeting of the people that go in that chat room. And I didn't get to make it because it was really busy at the convention. And we just missed it. I mean, we just missed the whole meeting. But we've been going in there since 1991. And it's still there, and there's still a lot of the same people on that chat room. I like the NA meetings that they have, too, but I get, like, bored, you know, and have to, you know, get off pretty soon. But like I said, my favorite website is the NA.org because, like, you can find out what's going on with the conference, and the RDs can post, but the regular members can only look at what's going on with the RDs posted. And God, I got nervous all of a sudden. I went to a workshop in Philadelphia, a worldwide workshop, and met the RD from Hawaii. He brought these little Hawaiian dolls to the workshop and gave them to certain people. It was really cute. But I saw him posted on there, like what he said about certain things, and it was pretty interesting. So you get to know different people from different areas and different places, and they just remember me, and I don't even remember them. I'm like, God, you know, because I just go in, and then I get out, and then I just forget about it. But definitely the eBay thing, I had to stop. That's part of my addiction, so I'll keep coming back.
I'm an addict. My name is Bob.
I'm like Steve. Doing these things that make me feel silly are really the ones that are actually the things that I really need to do and talk about, because this is a tool and not a regular chatter. Don't go to chat line at all. And but I do hit sites, and I know how to get to find a meeting when I'm out of town. I had to utilize this week, and down at my mom's, I have a schedule, and the schedule's old. It's like 2000. Some of the stuff changes. So I just go, you know, na.org and go current. And, you know, no matter where I've gone, I've been able to utilize that tool. And, you know, when I was over in doing France, Vive la France, right, for English-speaking meetings, because I don't speak it, you know, the language. I got that, and I got what I needed, you know, and it's just so I'm traveling with my wife, and she's part of the fellowship, and, you know, there's still some other stuff that you need to do. One of them is I don't know where these places are, you know. I've been to Monaco the other day, but the meeting wasn't there that day, but now we're going to go to this meeting, so I have to ask, I still got to ask people for help. So I see these three cops, these three motorcycle cops, French cops, and I ask them for the, do you know where this address is? And
He goes, "Hey, you're American." I go, "Yes, I'm personal friends of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky at the time they were in office, you know." Or Monica wasn't, but it was a big deal. And they thought that was funny. But the point is I'm asking for help. I'm asking for help. And they seen the sense of humor in that. So what in return, not in a million thousand years, like it talks about in the basic text, about you know, more will be revealed. If you're out there asking for that help, it's, you know your dreams are going to be fulfilled. And then some, because when they said they were going to show us how to get to this meeting, give us 5 minutes and we're changing shifts. 5 minutes goes by and they get on their motorcycles and two gets in the front. Now we're talking about Monaco, you know, with the big bucks. And one motorcycle gets behind us and they put on the blue lights and we start running red lights coming down. We get a police escort down to this meeting. So they got to show me their sense of humor. And, you know, and it was funny because, you know, I don't know if y'all ever felt like a prince or anything, but at that particular time, just for me asking for help, because I got this meeting list off the computer, I was able to feel like a prince for about 5 minutes, you know, and they weren't taking me down to put me in a lineup and they weren't putting the plastic ties on my hands. This was something they wanted to do too. And so, you know, it's a wonderful tool. I have been able to reach out a little bit with the help of the computer. And, you know, and there are some things that baffle me. One of them is that I get a lot of those, you know, those Viagra things and the, you know, and super enhance your size. You know what I'm talking about. And all this other stuff about the Percocets or whatever, these kind of things. I don't know how to put a stop to that. So I guess, you know, after this meeting, maybe somebody can tell me how I can handle that. Because it bogs down my box, man. I don't like it. It's not something I'm into today. It's a good reminder. But, recovery in the program Narcotics Anonymous works. And... you know, and this is how I get the help. I got to throw it out there. So I'm still baffled about a lot of things. So it's a tool. I'm glad I have it. It's good to be clean today, and maybe I left enough time for somebody else to share. I don't know. Thanks.
Thank you.
Everybody, my name is Brian. I'm an addict.
Hey, Brian.
I can just share a little bit about what recovery.com means to me. 2 years ago, when I first got my computer, my parents helped me out to get my computer because they were proud of me because I wanted to go to treatment. I really thought treatment was going to cure me of this disease that I now know about. In treatment, they encouraged me to go to NA meetings, and I didn't, you know, when I heard about Narcotics Anonymous, my first thoughts were Alcoholics Anonymous, and that just, you know, that just wasn't me. I didn't know anything about it. I fear things that I don't know about. I used through treatment. I was able to hide it pretty good. I knew which days to use so that I could pass the urinalysis. It was about, you know, but some of the things in treatment really stuck with me. You know, I knew I had a problem. I just wasn't ready to do anything about it yet. And through the use of the computer, I was able to, just like Al shared earlier, I stumbled across NA chat and fellowship. And I thought, you know, let me just check this out. Maybe I can just get in there and just see what those people are typing and just kind of listen to them. And then maybe they'll reveal the secret. They'll reveal that hidden agenda to me that everybody else seems to know that I don't know. And I learned that there is no big secret. and Al, you reminded me so much of when I first stumbled across that, because at first I didn't say anything. I was just kind of watching and listening. And one day, probably 3 or 4 days later, I typed in there just to see what would happen, because I feared approaching people and even talking to people online. Even though they can't see me, I can't see them. I typed in there, is there any room in here for a crack addict? And the responses were crazy, some of them. But I learned something that day. I learned that I'm not a crack addict. I'm an addict, period. Somebody pointed that out to me. So I'm still learning. And it was the people that I met in through the computer, through NA Chat and Fellowship, that encouraged me to go to face-to-face meetings, to get a sponsor, work some steps, get involved in service work, and pray. So I did, and it was because of that that I gave Narcotics Anonymous a try. I really gave it an honest try. And the addict that I am, I had to go to, when I put myself into a 90-day in-house treatment, because outpatient just didn't seem to work for me. Those were the people that encouraged me to go to NA. And when I went to my very first Narcotics Anonymous meeting, I'll never forget it, which now today is my home group, I really went there with the idea that these people were going to be cured. They were going to have all the answers, and I didn't know anything. But I found out through going to these meetings excuse me, that these people were just as messed up as I am. Some of them more so. which really was a freedom for me, because I somebody else was sharing with me before this meeting started that, when you learn that you're not alone anymore, at least for me, when I learned that I wasn't alone anymore, that really gave me a great freedom. And it's because of Narcotics Anonymous that I now have at least a little piece of freedom, a little peace of mind. This is my first convention. I'm having a wonderful time. I'm from Ohio. This is my first time to the ocean ever in my life. I saw the ocean for the first time in my life Thursday evening driving in. It's because of this program. It's because of God and this program and all the people in it. I just wanted to share a little gratitude for that. This was a perfect meeting. In fact, the chairperson asked me to share for this meeting. And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. How long would I have to speak for? And he said, about 45 minutes. I said, no, I can't. I don't think I have the, I'm not prepared for something like that. But it was through recovery.com, through the computer, that I first found Narcotics Anonymous, that I really gave it an honest try. And it was because of people like Al and a few others that I've gotten to meet here at the convention that made it possible. And I just wanted to share a little gratitude for that. Thank you.
Thank you to those who shared. Let us close the meeting with